whether you have audio and video for us.
Yes, loud and clear.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, I have the pleasure of delivering the following statement on behalf of the United Nations Interagency Coordination Group on Mine Action. Excellencies, clearance is a core obligation for state parties under the Convention and a priority of the Oslo Action Plan. It protects civilian populations from the threat of anti-personnel mines, enables development and contributes to the realization of the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs. The United Nations supports affected states in implementing clearance-related actions in a timely manner. The coronavirus disease, COVID-19 pandemic, has made our collective efforts this year more challenging, causing the temporary stand down of clearance operations in many countries and delaying the temporary stand down of clearance operations, and also the delaying of the submission of transparency reports and extensions requests. However, operations have resumed in most contexts, which is testament to the adaptability of the sector and the perseverance of the women and men working hard to make areas safer for communities. The pandemic is certainly not the only challenge to clearance efforts. The use by non-state actors of improvised explosive devices that function as anti-personnel mines has significantly increased in several state parties, restricting mobility and curtailing humanitarian access. It is all the more important that state parties affected by such contamination apply all of the Convention's obligations to it, particularly during survey and clearance, as stated in the Oslo Action Plan. The section of the Oslo Action Plan dedicated to risk education reflects the critical role these activities play in protecting civilians from the risks posed by anti-personnel mines. Mr. President, in spite of the pandemic, the United Nations has worked with affected states and civil society partners to accelerate the use of digital technologies and radio platforms for risk education activities in innovative ways. For example, in Sudan and Somalia, the Mine Action Service has included WHO messaging in risk education programs to promote prevention practices like personal hygiene and social distancing. Effective clearance and risk education must reflect gender, age, and diversity considerations. While many implementers now employ female teams in clearance efforts or designate women as focal points to report contamination, the inclusion of gender considerations extends to all stages of mine action programming. We invite states to consult the United Nations gender guidelines for mine action programs, which illustrate, for instance, how awareness-raising materials can be tailored to particular gender and age groups. This requires the collection and sharing of disaggregated data as envisaged also by the Oslo Action Plan. As I conclude, Mr. President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, Mine Action plays an important role in humanitarian, peace, and development initiatives. And it is crucial that states that have the capacity to provide assistance continue to do so. Every effort in clearance and risk education is an effort to save lives. Thank you, Mr.